We sometimes behave as though there's a hierarchy of sins. Deep down, we believe that some sins are worse than others, even though in God's eyes, there's no such thing as a small sin. But there's one sin that's bigger than almost any other, not because it's any worse in God's eyes, but because it spawns much of the evil in our lives. And that sin is pride. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thanks so much for joining me as we take a look today at the pride and prejudice in our hearts from a different perspective. I was at a Christian Leaders Conference recently, and one of the speakers there, John Dixon was his name, spoke about communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ, but he came at that subject from a unique perspective. He looked at it through the prism of humility. Now, humility is a funny thing because the moment you think you're humble, you're not, and the moment you talk about being humble, you're definitely not. The point he was making was that beating people over the head with the so-called good news ain't going to do it, no. Instead, he said, humility is beautiful and is attractive. I sat and thought about that for a while, and I realized he's absolutely right. Humility is beautiful. It is. And it is perhaps the most attractive form of love that you and I can have. See, Jesus humbled himself on that cross, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. It's worth pausing on those two phrases, emptied himself and humbled himself. Literally, he laid his reputation, his life, his deity aside. He poured himself out, literally emptied himself of everything he was and had. And to humble yourself means to make yourself low. When you think about it, Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of the universe, had to come a long way down to make himself low, not just taking the form of a man, but then allowing himself to be nailed to that cross. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Let's go back to something that Jesus said about pride and humility, although in this case he comes at it from the opposite direction. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. Jesus said, "Do not judge so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment that you make, you will be judged, and the measure that you give will be the measure that you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but you don't notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to the neighbor, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly enough to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye." As I said earlier, one of the greatest evils in our lives is pride, because it spawns so much more sin in us and through us. And the way that pride manifests itself often is through judgment of others. Let me ask you, when was the last time you judged someone? Maybe you grumbled about them either verbally or in your heart. Maybe you murmured about them, spread rumors about them. Perhaps you've written them off as a loser or an idiot. Maybe you've argued with them and your relationship with them is broken. Put it that way, and chances are it's not all that long ago that you judged someone. Now, one of the reasons, in fact, the reason that what we're talking about here is so incredibly powerful is that we're talking about the very words of Jesus. And the words of Jesus have the power to heal and to transform your life and mine in a way that nothing else and no one else can. And this passage comes in the middle of a real purple patch of teaching from Jesus early on in the book of Matthew in the New Testament. His solution to many, if not most, of your relationship problems? Do not judge. Now, that's easy to say, but it's a whole bunch harder to do, which is why he goes on and gives us a couple of clear reasons why not to judge. And there's a lot of power in those reasons. Firstly, don't judge, because with the measure that you judge, you will be judged by God and by other people. Judgment is the opposite of humility. Judgment comes out of pride. And that's his second point. How come you can see the speck in your neighbor's eye and you haven't noticed the log in your own eye? First, get that log out of your own eye so that you can see clearly enough and help your neighbour with a speck in his. Totally. There's the great leveller. The realisation that you and I have our blind spots and our weaknesses, and we do, right? Who appointed you and me judge, jury, and executioner? Now, at this point, I want you to take a look at the sharp contrast between the Jesus that we read about in Philippians chapter 2, the one who emptied himself, the one who humbled himself, the one that we're supposed to be like, and the person with a log in their eye, and that would be you and me. Jesus had and has every right to judge. He's God, and he's perfect, unlike you and me. And yet, unlike you and me, instead of judging, he dies for the very sinners who prance around in pride as though we're perfect, when in reality we know we aren't. When we criticise and we grumble and we complain, all acts of pride. Wake up. What's the matter with you? That's what Jesus is saying. Because that pride is a burden too heavy to carry. That pride becomes so incredibly heavy that carrying it around day after day drains the strength, the very life out of you. Which is why Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, "Look, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I'll give you rest. Look, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart. And you'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." One of the symptoms that many people in this world experience is the exhaustion and the stress that come from carrying the burden of pride around with them day after day. And you know that feeling when you're carrying something heavy around? The longer you carry it, the heavier it gets, the more it hurts, and the more the pain screams out at you, "Stop this!" And the answer, the solution to that pain, is not to take an aspirin. The answer is to get rid of the load. The answer is not to treat the symptoms. The answer is to deal with the cause and lay down the load. Be honest. Is pride doing you in? Is pride and prejudice, is the sin of judgment doing you in, robbing you of life, causing you pain? Because if it is, it's time to bring it to Jesus, who is lowly and humble of heart. This Jesus who emptied himself and humbled himself to die for your sins. See, that's the Jesus who's ready and waiting to take this load off you, to guide you to a better place, to heal you of the sin and the judgment and the pride. That's why there's so much power in the words of Jesus, because he's not just about the talk. He's about the action. He will forgive you. He will send his Spirit to set you free. He will give you the power to live a different way. And that all starts here and now. All it needs is for you and me to stump up to Jesus and say to him, "Yeah, that's me. That's what I've been struggling with, and I've been too proud to admit it. But today, I want to be free. Jesus, help me." And that step of humility is a step into the healing power of Jesus. It's no coincidence we're together today, you know. It really isn't. Jesus speaks and Jesus heals, and today we've heard him speak. So I'm believing that from this moment on, there is going to be some serious healing in your life, some serious Holy Spirit power in your life, some serious freedom in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.